Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let's welcome Pastor Sangweni is with us once again on the line. Muridi, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Moabis. Good evening to the listeners as well.
We're continuing on this series of why Christian marriages fail. We talked about quite a number of things, the reasons that cause Christian marriages to fail. Take us back to some of the things we talked about last week, and then we'll go straight to what you have for us this evening.
Yeah, Dr. Moabi and the listeners, last week we touched upon unforgiveness. And we said married couples, whether saved or not saved, whether Christian or not Christian, hurt each other in their marriages. And we need to learn to forgive one another. And Jesus spoke about this. Peter confronted him and said, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how many times should I forgive you? And then the Lord said, 70 times 7 at times, which simply means we need to do it, without actually counting. We need to do it continually. You know, it must be part and parcel of our lives.
Others believe yes, that it actually says that 70 times 7 a day. Is that, yes, what it says?
Yeah, it could be about in that particular day. But if you look deeply into it, it's just, something that you'd say we lose count. We have to do it. The Lord must give us the grace.
Okay.
You know, yeah, to be able to do it, we actually lose count to say, okay, let me forgive because the Lord has forgiven me as well.
I'm trying to calculate here, Muruti, 70 times 7. Maybe others are beginning to deduct or subtract. Okay, 490. Okay, yes. 489.
Yeah.
But that is not what he meant, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Muruti, go back again from this one.
Yeah, we need to choose actually to move forward with forgiveness at any point in our lives. We don't need to dwell in unforgiveness. Because if we dwell, we develop bitterness, and it's not good for our spirit. It's not even good for our physical health. People develop ulcers and so on just because they've got grudges, and they get sick in the spirit, in emotions, and even physically. Roughly, that is what we touched on last week. But today, I want us to look at this point, which is lack of investment into the marriage. Lack of investment into the marriage. Now, I will explain this, because the moment you speak about investment, you think of money, you think of saving, you think of, something that has to do with money. But this is more about working, putting some effort, into our marriages. We don't invest enough into our marriages. You know, sometimes we think that because we are Christians and because we go to church and perhaps because we read our Bibles and pray, that we shouldn't have to do anything more to invest in our marriages, which is, our downfall at the end of the day. We're actually saying we should be all good if we're simply following Jesus and seeking his will. But marriage is like artwork. What does it mean? For us to create something that is beautiful, it doesn't just happen. We have to work on it. We have to put effort. We have to spend hours, we have to work hard, to eventually produce this beautiful artwork. For instance, you can just throw a piece of paper on the ground and pour two paint colors on it and expect it to look great. No, if you want your marriage to be great, you cannot ignore it. It takes some investment and effort to create a marriage that you love, just like the work of art, as it were. Yes.
All right. All right, we are still with Muruti Sangweni right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, talking about some of the reasons or some of the causes to Christian marriage failures. When I'm more Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, I hope you are listening closely to what he is sharing with us in order for you to look at the things, those things, and go back to them and address them. Nip them in the bud, so to speak, because our marriages are not going to just work miraculously or without us, you know, doing anything. We really need to be hands-on when it comes to the success of our marriages, and we really need to attend as much of the seminars as possible or read as much books as possible in order for our marriages to remain intact and all that. So we have to be really active in seeing to it that they do work at the end of the day. And of course, looking at the higher rates of divorces in Christian marriages. And sometimes when we compare our marriages to those who are not born again and those who are not Christians, I mean, the stats are shocking. Ours outnumbering them and all that. So the question has always been, but we claim to be the people who know the word, who know the principles of marriages, how come ours are failing and theirs are not failing? And yet we claim, Corona, we are believers and they are unbelievers. I think this also needs to challenge us to say something needs to be done. And that hence we have Muruti Fa to really help us to address this issue, Muruti. We can go to the next point, Muruti.
You've just said words from when you spoke about attending seminars, reading books, and so on, because in this talk of mine, I've got such points as well. But before I get to that, you know, as Christians, we have an edge on the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit serves us, and He can help create great taking efforts on our part. Let me just make an illustration, make an analogy about this. You know, our life is more like having a farm and having top of the range of quality fertilizer. You can't just expect that because you have the fertilizer, your garden is going to grow nicely. You still have to put in the effort of plowing the soil, planting the seeds, watering and weeding and so on and so on. But adding that fertilizer will help produce an even better crop than if you didn't have it at all. So what does it mean? It means we need to take practical steps, you know, to invest in our marriages. Now, this simply means we are lazy. One of the prophets says, my people are perishing because of lack of knowledge, which is Hosea. Now, we need to go out and do certain things. For instance, one of the most basic things, myself and my wife, there are some dates, you know. We were dating at some point before, you know, we tied the knot some years ago. But we need to revisit that and have some date at times or date nights. Have some appointments. You see, as a pastor, I've got a number of appointments that I have with, let's say, the members in my church or other leaders and so on and so on. I need to intentionally make a date with my wife so that we bond. That's one way of doing it. We need to have vacations. We need to go on holiday as the Lord helps us, you know, to afford those, so that we rebond, we bond again. We need to attend marriage seminars, we need to read books, we need to watch videos, audios, and so on and so on. We need to go for counseling, we need to seek elders' advice. All these are simply saying we are investing into our marriage. You know, the Mwadi and the rest of the listeners, I think our downfall, we shoot ourselves in the foot in the sense that we spiritualize most things. We become too spiritual and think that everything is just going to fall into place. But most of the time, we realize that we're falling short. Now, we look down on the professionals who are doing these things. We look down on any other means that may not look spiritual or charismatic or Pentecostal and say, no, you know, because I've got the spirit of the Lord, everything is going to be okay. But we have learned, some of us, over a long period of time that we need to use every available resource to build our marriages. You know, as a pastor, let me just make another example. In our church, where I am, we have got what is called PCD, which stands for Pastors Continuous Development.
Pastors Controllers Development.
Yes.
You're bringing a bit, Demrudi, if you can move around for us.
Okay.
Pastors?
Yes, sir.
You say it's Pastors Control Development?
Yeah, we have what we call Pastors Continuous Development.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which stands for pastors need to have, they need to be continuous in their development, meaning they need to read widely, they need to attend seminars, they need to be empowered from time to time. This is what our church does, so that, you know, they designed it in such a way so that we protect our credentials, our status as pastors, just to encourage us to read widely. That is actually investing into our ministry, investing into our calling. Same thing applies. We need some sort of a refresher course, as it were, about our marriages. If a person was counseled, premarital counseling, at some point we need to revisit that so that we actually cultivate and we actually invest in our marriages. Out there in the world, the professionals, doctors, lawyers, and what have you, every profession or trade that you can think of, they go for a refresher course. That is investing into their trade or into their profession, because they need to be up to date. They need to move with times. But for some reason, we don't think like that about our marriages, unfortunately.
Yes, yes. We are in an already. We'll just fix themselves and all that. And again, hence again, Elish, we are the things that we do, more especially when we plan to get married one day. Had we taken marriages seriously like we take in any other thing in our lives, we'd be then maybe read schooling to get some courses on how to become successful wives and how to become successful parents, I mean, husbands and all that. But we take these things lightly, Maruti.
It is unfortunate because, you know, this is a very big thing, the marriage thing. Now, I would suppose you as a broadcaster, as a professional person, maybe you went to school for this so that you excel, you do well in your vocation or in your profession. But for some reason, this very big occupation, which is marriage, we take it lightly to say, well, everything is just going to fall into place. But unfortunately, we get a rude awakening to say, no, it doesn't work like that. So we need to listen to our elders. We need to listen to people that have traveled the road, to say, guys, this is how we managed over the years. So the whole issue of investing in our marriage takes a lot of effort. But for some reason, the devil plays so much. He plays so much havoc in this space of marriage because we take things very, very lightly. But those who actually go out of their way to say, I need to master this marriage thing. Whether a person is saved or not, most of the time, they are doing very, very, very well. So I think we need to learn as much and humble ourselves as Christians, because I must say this. I'm a Christian, born again, spirit-filled, tongue-speaking, but we've got some pride to say, as a born-again Christian, as a Pentecostal or charismatic or whatever, I've got it all. I've everything figured out, but most of the time we fail. Hence, the rate of divorce amongst Christians, because we are so prideful. We don't want to learn. We think we're better off, you know, with just the Holy Spirit, but we don't go to school, as it were, to learn how to deal, how to go about with this whole issue of marriage. Therefore, in essence, in a nutshell, I need to invest. I need to put in hours into my marriage, just as I would put hours into my trade, into my profession, so that I become successful, become an expert, as it were, in my.
Rudy, are you still there?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I lost you a bit there. We are still with Pastor Sangweni on AM 657 kilohertz. Before we wrap things up, Muruti, what are the other points that you would like to share with us this evening?
Basically, that is what I wanted to share, to say, let us stand up. Let us not be lazy about our marriages. Yeah, in the area where we are, let us look out and go for refresher courses. Let us go for workshops. Let us go for seminars so that we learn as much as we can in this space of marriage, especially we as leaders. You know, there are big names out there in the public. It's alarming how pastors, leaders, others have written books about marriage, but their marriages are falling apart. Why? Because of the very reason that they don't invest into their marriages. So all in all, let us all stand up and invest as much as we can into this whole issue of our marriages. Now, before I wrap up, this thing want to be as practical as we can be. On the 8th of June, the head of our church, which is in the AFM, or Beggars Girl in Western area, we're going to have a seminar from 10 to 3 p.m. where we're going to deal about these very issues to help each other to build our marriages, therefore investing into our marriages. That is what I can share for today.
All right, so you'll give us more details, Muruti, at the end. So we're still with Muruti. And the other thing, Muruti, how important is it for us to maybe identify a couple that we see, Hore, they look like they've been there for many years, to go to them and say, guys, we want to learn from you, even if it means that sometimes we can go to them when we have some problems to help us, you know, solve our problems. How important is that?
Very, very important. Very, very important. I'll reiterate to say it takes a humble spirit to say, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, that particular couple, it seems they are doing well. Let me go to them and learn a thing or two and take a leaf out of their book, as it were, and learn. That takes some sort of humility, because we especially as leaders, especially as public figures, we want people to look at us as if we're doing well in every aspect of our lives. So it's actually what we need to do. Go to that particular couple and say, you know what, I need to learn. Sometimes you don't make it even too serious. You don't make it too formal. You sit over a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and you have a chat, you know, a casual chat to say, please, man, you know, I admire what I see. Please give me some tips, you know, as a young man or even a contemporary age-wise. What is your secret? you'll be surprised that some of the things are very, very basic. Some of the things are very, very fundamental, which means we need to revisit them. Now, the whole thing of marriage, and the listeners, there's a lot of humility that needs to be involved in this thing, because we get humiliated in the divorce court, because for a long time we go, we struggle, we realize things are not coming together, falling apart, but we don't stand up to say, I need to do this. Therefore, we need to invest as much as we can into our marriage. So to answer you, go to that man, go to that lady, go to that couple to say, please help out. I need to be successful in this space, in this particular area of my marriage.
Murudi, thank you very much for your time. Please give them your contact details.
Yeah, my contact details is 082-619-5193. That is for calls and WhatsApp. 082-619-5193. And then on Facebook, you'll get me at Manfred Sangweni. Yes.
Murudi Ralebo.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.